Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that actually dives into what it's going to take if we're going to save our liberty, if we're going to save our rights, our Constitution. I think you get the picture. And so, as we've been going through this week, we've been kind of covering a lot of need-to-know news. I've been railing quite a bit about the party. And so we've got more news and more content. I was hoping, as I promised last week, that we were going to get into the Missouri Compromise and the Monroe Doctrine. And so, because both of those kind of fell underneath Monroe, and it kind of helps us kind of finish the cycle of how long it really took for what events to really transpire that placed the federal government into a position where it just wasn't really abiding by the Constitution. Even though there were some decent things that were still being done, those decent things have been less and less and less. And so I want to say that we the people, but really we the people are not the ones at fault. It's the states and the state legislators. They're the ones that have the responsibility to make sure that the federal government stays within the framework, and they haven't done a good job. So anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. And we do appreciate you tuning in, and we like our numbers as everybody, especially since this year has started. I think people are starting to get that feeling like they've got kicked in the nads or something. I think that people are finally getting that, oh my gosh, that is going to kill me. And so people are realizing that the communist agenda, and Biden is going to do everything he can, and Harris and the rest of the communists, they don't want a chance. I think the funny thing is that there's not that much for them to do. I mean, Trump could have done a lot more. Trump could have actually started changing the direction of this country. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And I know that all these people that were under the Q trance that thought, oh, wow, he's ahead of everybody. He's five steps ahead of everyone, or however outrageous they want to make it. But bottom line, I think that the wool has been pulled over a lot of what I call good patriots and conservatives. Anyway, let's go ahead and move forward. But the fact is, there is going to be more and more people diving into the conservative entertainment. I was listening today, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I can't believe that there's this many people. Go to TalkStream Live. TalkStreamLive.com, and you can actually see how many talk shows are running concurrently at this point in time. There's well over 100. There's well over 100. So the fact that we're above 20 in streaming and an audience, so I'm really happy with where we're landing and where we're lying, and so and where we're telling the truth, because we're really not lying. I'm not a good actor. I'm not a good entertainer. But I can give you the facts, and I can point you in the right direction if you're really interested in ending federal tyranny. So let me move forward. As I said, we're going to cover the Monroe Doctrine and the Missouri Compromise. One of the things that really, and as you know, we've been coming up with these constitutional minutes. We've actually, I believe, got the fourth one out. So now we've gotten 1 month cycle. We're ready to start actually putting some real meat on these plates. And so a part of this promulgation out to the legislators, both senators and representatives, as we do this, I'm trying to post, and I've only gotten one out, and I'm going to be getting the second and the third and the fourth, hopefully, so I can catch up by the fifth or sixth, because it takes a while to go through Facebook to get these things promulgated or shared out to the sites that we're connected with. And because we're connected with a lot of sites. And the thing I don't have time for is I really don't, and I shouldn't, but I don't like leaving anything out there that wasn't answered. And so in this last series in a Nevada Facebook group, I posted the basic comment, as we publish these constitutional amendments, this is what I said, you'll begin to see why it is important to teach your state senators or your state legislators the power and responsibility they have over the Constitution. Well, this this person popped their head in, and instead of providing anything in relationship to the constitutional amendments of what we're doing, I got this advice. And this was the advice. You should publish Texas Governor Greg Abbott's mandate video a few days ago to protect Texas against losing their oil and gas related jobs by Washington, D.C. hostile attack to this economy, key industry in their state. And you got to remember the language, spelling, and all that. It's social media, right? It's not your term paper that's, you know, for a grade. So I'm not one to ever criticize how their grammar is or anything else. Anyway, moving on, this person says, that is true leadership. Protect the oil and gas industry in a legal, dynamic way. Texas Governor Governor Abbott seriously care about working towards the U.S. economy recovery from this pandemic. Project the main industries that provide massive, or it should be protect the main industries that provide the massive amounts of jobs, a basic reasoning to move forward united. What did that have to do with the constitutional amendments and educating the state legislators and what they need to do if we're going to save the Constitution? Nothing. So anyway, my comment back was, unfortunately, Governor Abbott is not aware that the states have never delegated the role, responsibility, or power over energy, our economy, labor, or a plethora of other federal usurpations. Consequently, his position is one that will go to court, which is designed to lose. As you know, this is what Madison even said in the notes on the Virginia resolutions of 1800. It sounds good, but whenever a sovereign steps into a court that has no jurisdiction over the matter, the sovereign will lose almost always. My apologies for not noticing that the sharing of this original post does not include the constitutional amendment. However, if you go to the referenced page or website, you can read them to see what we're trying to accomplish. You may want to read the article nullification or interposition on the constitutional articles page to see what Jefferson and Madison did when the general government first blatantly violated the Constitution in 1798. Well, this person comes back and says, blah, blah, blah. You completely missed the point here. The Texas governor has taken the stand to defend the citizens of Texas. And this is a Nevada group, by the way, right? So why is this person, you know, I'm not impressed with Abbott. I've told you, I believe Abbott is a bad player. I believe he's a black hat. And anyway, so she's goes on. The laws, like technology, are simply tools to help us to have a better life and community. If a tool or law is detriment to your community, it must be stopped and fixed. But, you know, obviously she didn't even pay attention. She didn't get it, right? Because I was just pointing to this, that they don't, there's no base in the laws that the federal government's created. And they're detrimental to the well-being of this republic. Anyway, that is a normal person mind process to evolve into unity. Otherwise, submit to laws and mandates that harm you and your community in classic from a dictatorship leadership style. I lived through 11 years of that miserable times when the citizens submit like sheep to nuances or nuisances, abusive mandates that cost lives, jobs, and prosperity of a country. History is there to learn from it and to make the world better, not by repeating the same mistakes again. Back off with the lecture if it's not a positive way to stand against tyranny. And I'm going, what? Anyway, so see what happens when we get engaged and we really start dealing with. And I tell people all the time, if you have somebody that's toxic, whether that be in social media, whether that be, you know, your neighbor, whether that be in your family, at work, in the relationship, just don't go out of your way. Ignore them. Deal with them professionally and don't get emotional about it. And so what? Guess what I did? I didn't get emotional. So my response was, with such a quick reply, I would say you're very astute had your response been relevant in the context of what we are facing. However, the adages of water, horses, and rushes to judgment comes to mind. Thank you for pointing out the Texas governor and his legal position. The irony is worth repeating. This is what I said. This is what I'm quoting. Whenever a sovereign steps into the court that has no jurisdiction over the matter, the sovereign will lose almost always. And then her quote, miserable times when the citizens submit like sheep to the nuances, abuse of mandates. And in other words, she basically came back and repeated, you know, an angle, but she didn't understand what I was saying. Anyway, so I wasted way too much time, folks. We got to stop wasting time. I mean, even the news cycles are a waste of time. And what we're doing, what we will be doing when we come back from this break is proving that. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
You know how it is, right? I mean, when you try to help somebody out or maybe they're just a little misguided, and almost when they come back and go, blah, 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 that should be an indication, you know what, let it go. Because the response to my response was blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, anyway, that was about 3 minutes that I could, you know, use again. Anyway, this is for anybody that is in Minnesota, because this G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News is about, it's actually some good news, and it's a good indication that there are some strong constitutional lawmakers in Minnesota. And so, and when I say lawmakers, I mean legislators. So for those of you that are there, here are two representatives that you will want to contact about getting constitutional in Minnesota. J. Edward Griffin reports two Minnesota lawmakers, Representative Mary Franson and State Senator Scott Jensen, revealed that after revealing thousands of death certificates in the state, 40% did not have COVID-19 as the underlying cause of the death. Examples of this include death from physical injuries, a drowning, dementia, stroke, and multi-organ failure. Is this news? It is, but I mean, this is happening in all the states, and that's, they're doing this because there is money. I think the federal government is giving money for every death that's associated to this disease. Anyway, Franson said she and a team reviewed 2,800 death certificate data points and found that about 800 of them did not have the virus as the underlying cause of death. Dr. Jensen said that the CARES Act distributed $22 billion to hospitals through Health and Human Services that had a high number of COVID-19 positive inpatient admissions. The Health and Human Services reported that $10 billion was awarded to 395 high-impact hospitals for every patient treated at the hospital with a COVID-19 diagnosis. They received between $50,000 and a little over $75,000 in payments. 395 hospitals received an average of $25 million, a powerful financial incentive to fraudulently misdiagnose everything as COVID. And I'm hoping that in so doing, they weren't treating somebody that had a broken, you know, arm with ventilators and what have you, so that they ended up dying because they were maltreated. This next one is, as far as I'm concerned, letting the turning of the tables begin. And you'll get what I mean by this. J. Edward Griffin reports, officials for the city of Detroit have filed a lawsuit against Black Lives Matter activist groups alleging a civil conspiracy. The lawsuit claims that protests have repeatedly turned violent, endangering the lives of police and the public, and contends that law enforcement officers sustained injuries that included cracked vertebrae, lacerations, and concussions. The lawsuit serves as a counter to claim to a lawsuit filed by activists that alleged police officers repeatedly responded with violence when protesters took part in mass demonstrations. Peaceful. I can't believe they didn't throw peaceful in there. City officials hope that the documentation of the repeated violence will nullify claims by a BLM-affiliated group. Isn't that interesting? The tables might be turning. Pope Francis, another G. Edward Griffin need to know news. Pope Francis, in his Christmas message, said political and business leaders, did you hear about this, by the way? Probably not. Political and business leaders must not allow market forces and patent laws to take priority over making COVID-19 vaccines available to all, especially poor countries, and he condemned nationalism and the virus of radical individualism. Let me read something from the Constitution, because by law, the federal government is supposed to protect and provide protections for, and this is what it says, Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 8, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries or work. And so I'm here to tell you that when the Pope is basically telling us that we shouldn't do that, it is like theft of intellectual property. This goes back to Madison's paragraph on property, or his essay on property, and how he points out that we not only have a right we also have property in our rights. And if that's the case, we have rights in our property. Anyway, and we have read that, by the way. So if you haven't, just go use DuckDuckGo and look for Madison's essay on property. It's a 1792 essay. And it is, as far as I'm concerned, it's mind-blowing because he really understood how important and how precious property was. Our intellectual property, our cognitive property, is really our most precious. Our conscience and our ability to say no is our most precious property. G. Edward Griffin also reports, President Trump signed the Corona Bailout Foreign Aid Copyright Trolling Extortion Package he labeled a quote-unquote disgrace just days earlier. Trump acted like he was going to veto the bill, but caved as he had done so many times before. In 2018, after signing the horrendous omnibus bill, Trump said, I will never sign a bill like this again. The new bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund government agencies through September. $1.4 trillion, isn't that what government should be worth? I tell you, somebody's getting their money out of this. But inside this bill, tens of billions are earmarked for war and regime change abroad. Another element of this bill is that it turns the Felony Streaming Bill and the CASE Act into law that aids copyright extortion rackets that shake down accidental and minor infringement anti-corruption internet publishers such as Need to Know News could find themselves facing $30,000 fines for accidentally using a news photo or quoting something in a news article that is restricted by copyright. So Trump actually has gone out and signed some of these things that, as J. Edward Griffin is saying, as a detriment to the free press. Anyway, but this goes back to, if states started controlling the media, we would probably have a lot less problems. It would force the states to start behaving, or at least the news outlets, the journalists, and their behavior. The only people that I believe should be free is that individual reporter that is out there, exposing the whistleblowers and those types of things. If you become an institution where, people are paying you to do this work, then I think there should be standards. But it's one thing for somebody to just, like the boy that runs into town from the woods and says, fire's a fire, or a wolf is coming, and cried wolf. Well, maybe we should at least listen to that boy. It doesn't matter if he's stuttering or even if he misspoke before. It is to our own peril when we really don't actually look and at least observe and use an objective eye to try to determine the veracity of what that young man is saying or what that person is saying. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, worldwide seasonal influenza is around 98% lower this year than in earlier flu seasons. Tremendously lower. The CDC says the percentage of respiratory specimens testing positive for influenza at clinic laboratories is 0.1%. It is clear that the common seasonal flu merely is being called COVID-19. This fraudulent increase in COVID cases has led to mass hysteria, lockdowns, quarantines, mask wearing, social distancing, and economic collapse. Chairman of Reform California, Carl DiMaio, is calling for an audit because in a typical year, San Diego County gets over 17,000 reported cases of influenza. This year, however, which is well into the flu season, only 36 cases of flu have been reported. He says that if COVID stats are used to shut down the economy and to take people's livelihoods away, the data should be audited. And as a matter of fact, this is my problem, because obviously these people aren't getting it. the states, the cities and counties, they don't have the constitutional power to take away your rights of commerce. They have no constitutional authority to take away the privileges and immunities such as commerce, speech, religious expression, free assembly. They can't do it. The only thing they can do is they can demand the people who can cause harm stay away from others by either quarantining or turning yourself in at the hospital and letting them take care of you. That's the only thing they can do. They don't have any legal power, no constitutional power whatsoever, that will allow them to actually take away your ability to operate your business and or go and buy or conduct commerce, period. That is a fundamental right. Anyway, it's sad that people just don't know these things, but we go through them all the time. We've got some more need-to-know news when we come right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. So here's a good one, because this has been said. Remember in the summertime, early summer, by the way, that people were telling us that farmers were digging up the potatoes and throwing them out, and onions. And I was telling you that, hey, this isn't the season time for, onions and potatoes, not in America, maybe somewhere else in the world like Australia, but this is not the time for, I mean, it just makes no sense, right? Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, reports a new study claims pigs were infected with the COVID-19 virus, which sets the stage for mass culls of our food supply in the name of zoonotic threats. Yeah, zoonotic threats, which means that a disease that can be transmitted between different species. Denmark set a precedent in killing all animals reported to be infected with COVID-19 by culling 17 million mink. Japan killed off 2 million chickens using the bird flu as an excuse. The UK has banned outdoor chickens under the guise of bird flu biosecurity. The CEO for the Bill Gates-funded Impossible Foods that produces meat substitutes said that all food animals will be obsolete by 2035. That should scare you. We have more than enough resources, and we have more than enough meat and land to, you know, to produce and so forth, that even including fish. Anyway, the establishment is making a direct attack on our food supply and whittling away at real healthy protein production. People are urged to plan now to produce their own protein food. So you may need to get your own chicken coops. You may need to get your own rabbits. I remember watching that Michael Moore movie about Flint, Michigan, and how people were so destitute that they started raising rabbits, and then some of them were selling them, and they started going after these people that were selling these, you know, killed rabbits for meat, because they were probably more competitive than chicken or what have you, much leaner. Anyway, another G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News, Trevor Lodden explains, and anybody that's listened to Trevor Lodden, he is a subject matter expert on communism and its infiltration in America. Anyway, Trevor Lodden explains how Virginia, once a deeply conservative Republican state, became controlled by left-wing Democrats. The Chinese have communist networks in America who are U.S. citizens but owe their loyalty to China. They register hundreds of thousands of minorities and then get them to the polls for elections. And this is what would they call, you know, not necessarily ballot harvesting. This is, look, it's kind of like herding your cats to the polls to make sure that they vote for your guy. If you live in Virginia, you need to start going into these areas, these impoverished areas, these low income or what have you. You need to kind of follow the traces of where these Democrats are going and talk to these people about, are they, can you really believe you're happy? Do you already see the cost of food and everything else going up? Do you think that when everything breaks finally, that you're going to have a fair shake? People need to start waking up. Anyway, New Virginia Majority was founded by John Liss and the old Maoist who was involved with Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition and the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. He is involved with the Liberation Road, which Liss has turned into a powerhouse by focusing on immigrants and minorities, targeting them in door-to-door voter registration drives. Trevor does an excellent job of explaining exactly how this is working. And if you've ever listened to him, you should at least go to Trevor Lodden, I want to say .com, but look him up. This guy is, he's a New Zealander that is here in America fighting the transition of America into communism. And I asked him, you know, why are you doing this? And he has no hesitation. He says, because if America falls, the world falls. And I believe that there's patriots around the world that need to get their butt here and help us. Unfortunately, they won't be able to stay as illegal aliens because they believe in the Constitution. They're going to be targeted just like the rest of us. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. Paul Craig Roberts, an economist and former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under President Reagan, analyzes the color revolution that is underway in America. Under the guise of a presidential election, he describes the steps the establishment in power will use going forward, including the prevention of an opposing party, demonizing of white people, overturning the Second Amendment, continuation of the divide and conquer strategy, and open borders and citizenship for millions of illegal aliens. Let me say something here. Everything that they're talking about is unconstitutional. Everything. What's it going to take to get you to realize that you have to start talking to your state legislators by sending them emails? Forward my constitution by all means. Copy and paste and send it to them. I would ask that you would send me your state so I could at least send them to them. But work with us. Reach out and work with us. We need to get every state and state legislator to understand that they're the only thing that is keeping that door from slapping us on the backside. So please, please start getting involved. It's not going to get better, because Roberts says the storming of the Capitol served two purposes: stopping the challenge to the electors in the Senate and ensuring that the Trump would not go out as a president whose re-election was stolen, but as an insurrectionist. The struggle is not Democrats versus Republicans or red states versus blue states. It is the establishment against the people. Do you understand how both parties are working together in sending us down this path of communism? You do realize that the RNC and the Republican establishment spoke out against Trump. They said, please don't vote for Trump. I am here to tell you that the party is the problem. It's time we start talking about that elephant in the room. Roberts goes on and says, the rioters and looters who rampaged through many of the America's major cities suffered no media condemnation, only support encouragement. This is because, unlike Trump, Antifa and Black Lives Matters are financed and controlled by the establishment and thus represents no threat. There is no FBI investigation or intended prosecution of any of these rioters who destroyed billions of dollars of property in America's cities. They did what they were supposed to do, period. So you have to start understanding that we're being played. And I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you completely understand. You know, we have this comment line. You want to get involved? You don't have to send me an email. You don't have to spend any time. 425-270-5416. And I will say this, I did have a good engagement on social media with a different person. The person came back, was very critical, because on the Reclaiming the Republic, we still had a lot of the contributions and everything else. But anybody that's listened to this show knows that we don't have any paid sponsors. And we're not at a point where we're going to ask for paid sponsors. We're not at that point. In other words, we're trying to cover the cost, and we just want you to get involved. So we're not asking for you to dip your hand in your pocket. If you've got time, which is the most valuable resource we have right now, you need to get involved and start helping us. And you need to get smart, learning, and start becoming the advocate for Republic Review. That is the only thing that is going to save our Constitution. If you find anybody or anything that can refute Republic Review, by all means, call 425-270-5416. We'll be happy to, you know, save our money. If Republic Review is not the solution, please help us. Because, I mean, I could be doing a lot of other things. And, you know, I'll let those people, I'll even support them. I'll even support whatever it is that will actually get the federal government into alignment to the Constitution and force this compliance. Because that's the only way we're going to be saved. Jim Griffin, Need to Know News, also stated that Parler, as a social tool funded by John Mates and Jared Thompson in 2018, the website bills itself as a free speech platform and is similar to Twitter. It gained popularity over the summer of 2020 due to big tech companies' censorship of conservatives. Google removed Parler from their app store on Friday, shortly after President Trump created a Parler account, sparking multitudes of people around the world to migrate to Parler. I was told that he migrated to MeWe too. And I'd be like, hey, sign up with Trump. And I said, okay, there's got to be 700 or 1,000 Donald Trumps in MeWe. Which one? Anyway. When we come back, we'll cover some more need-to-know news, and I'm hoping you're starting to get this. I'm hoping you're realizing that there is nothing that the news can actually do that's going to help us or save us. We have to focus.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so as we try to plow forward a little bit here, this is an indictment, and I do this all the time whenever possible. I'll tell you what J. Edgar Griffin is going to talk about now is an indictment of our education system. Teenagers have eagerly turned in their own family members who took part in the demonstration at the Capitol. An 18-year-old Helena Duke was profiled by BuzzFeed News on BuzzFeed News for publicly outing her own mother, aunt, and uncle after she saw them in a photo from the Capitol. Her family members all lost their jobs. The girl turned in her own family after her mother forbade her from attending a Black Lives Matter protest earlier this year. She said she has received messages from other teens who saw their family at the riot and agonized over whether to turn them in or not. USA Today has asked its readers to fill out a form if they recognize any of the demonstrators caught on camera. Journalist Whitney Webb commented that the authorities don't need your help, but they want you to get used to ratting out your neighbors. Well, where did that happen? Any ideas? Bueller? Any? Okay, so if that's not an indication of what things are turning into here, I don't know what would be. Another news nugget from J. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. Before the presidential election, an undercover journalist from Project Veritas recorded an attorney for PBS, Principal Counsel Michael Beller, saying that if Biden loses, people should, quote, go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails, close quote. And that, quote, even if Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters, Homeland Security will take their children away, close quote. And the children of Trump supporters will be, quote, put into re-education camps, close quote. PBS is funded by taxpayers. The TV news network denounced Beller's hateful comments and posted on social media that he no longer works for them. Okay, so see, that's what happens when people get ratted out, right? Anyway,
G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. In 2018, protesters stormed. This is a historical look, by the way, of how protesters have stormed things in the past and how it has been, you know, embraced and lauded by the media. In 2018, protesters stormed and occupied the Hart Senate office building across the street from the Capitol building to try to prevent Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Remember that? And how these protesters were in the legislators' elevators and so forth. ABC News said that the leftist protesters, quote, gathered and casually noted that they were charged with unlawful demonstration. However, ABC wrote that Capitol Hill pro-Trump protesters were a, quote, mob who broke into the Capitol via an invasion, quoting D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser as saying it was a textbook terrorism. Well, in January 2017, during the Women's March protest, the day after the inauguration of President Trump, the organization publicly planned to shut down the Capitol building, and the Capitol Police promptly shut it down. However, on January 6, 2021, the Capitol Police actually led pro-Trump protesters and infiltrators into the Capitol. There's one video of a policeman taking them into, it looks like some chambers where a committee probably met. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. In 1956, four armed Puerto Rican armed nationalists who wanted independence from the United States entered the gallery in the Capitol and shot and wounded five congressmen. So I guess it all depends on how you want to spin it, right? I mean, we know this is manipulation. G. Edward Griffin reports on another topic. Japanese investigators Misako Gana shows that the events in the Capitol last month surrounding the death of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt appeared to be a coordinated effort between several people who participated in knocking out the window that Babbitt tried to jump through when she was shot. Gahana identified a man in a fur-lined winter hat who appeared to agitate the crowd and then was handed a helmet by a man draped in a yellow Gadsden flag. The vandal finally changed his outfit in the stairways to avoid being linked with stirring up trouble and breaking the windows. One of the videos Gahana analyzed was from Jaden X., a YouTube channel that belongs to John Sullivan, the founder of Insurgents USA, who has infiltrated with Black Lives Matters and held an anti-Trump rally just before the event at the Capitol. She says that immediately after Babbitt was shot, Sullivan began shouting that she was dead. She believes this was an effort to arouse the anger of Trump supporters with the intent of causing a violent reaction. But it didn't happen. And as a matter of fact, I think the other people that were charged weren't conservatives. I think most of the people that were getting arrested were the infiltrators of the conservative protest. Anyway, J. Edward Griffin also reports James Corbett has launched a new series called Solutions Watch. And his first guest is John Bush, who created the Freedom Cell Network in 2014 for like-minded solutions-oriented freedom lovers to meet, organize, and collaborate. Bush is now co-organizing the Greater Reset Activation to counter the World Economist Forum's Great Reset Initiative. He is co-organizing a five-day event with many expert speakers focusing on the practical steps toward personal liberty and decentralization. Well, the reason I'm reading this one is because this one, I need to actually, we need to actually call this guy, because what we want to do is talk to him about Republic Review, because this might be a great forum for us to actually get to an audience or a group of people to help expand this reach. So I'm going to ask G. Edward Griffin if he would mind, if he could introduce me, if he happens to know this guy. Anyway, for this next story, here is one on businesses claiming moral high ground to support immorality. Yep, you heard me right. J. Edward Griffin reports, after the event in the Capitol, the Dutch bank AG announced it is terminating business with President Trump. At this time, Trump is reported to owe the lender more than $340 million. Signature Bank is following the Dutch bank lead, American Express, MasterCard, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Stripe are cutting ties with Trump and or other Republicans who opposed the certification of the 2020 presidential election, results favoring Joe Biden. So what this means is that they are getting, and don't think that we shouldn't be doing this either, but they're doing it, claiming the moral high ground. They're doing it to support communism. They're not on the moral high ground. They're trying to create the sucking sound coming from the bottom of the tank. Anyway, the next one we've got, Walmart, Disney, Hallmark, Best Buy, Verizon, Comcast, AT&T, and Airbnb. And oh, by the way, as I'm listing these company names, have you gone to Reclaiming the Republic website, reclaimingtherepublic.org, go to the Take Action page. We have right there what the progressives want you to spend your money on to help fund their democratic and or their communist takeover. So go find out who they don't recommend, and those are the people you probably want to support. Anyway, moving on, all of these companies have also confirmed the suspensions of financial contributions to any Republican who opposed the election certification. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that New York City will terminate business contracts with the Trump Organization that earns about $17 million a year in profits from its contracts to run two ice skating rinks and a carousel in Central Park, as well as a golf course in the Bronx. The PGA of America cut ties to President Trump when it voted Sunday to take the PGA Championship event away from his New Jersey golf course next year. The major tech platforms have also banned Trump, as we also know. So it's like social warfare, geo-social warfare, against President Trump and conservatives. J. Edward Griffin also noted that Matt Atchison says a new law in California, Senate Bill 1079, will result in the state entering the real estate foreclosed home business. You have to understand what they're doing. This is the same thing that the Gates funds and so forth are doing. But anyway, he goes on and says, which essentially removes competition from investors. It could ultimately socialize real estate as a whole. Following the financial meltdown in 2028, many people lost their homes to foreclosures, and there was a great transfer of wealth to investors, especially large institutional Wall Street hedge funds. Blackstone was spending over $100 million per week on distressed properties. So, as you know, this is an economic war. This is an ideological war. What's it going to take to get you involved? I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. We'll see if we're going to do the last of these J. Edward Griffin Need to Know News, or whether we will actually be back with the Monroe Doctrine.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.